Welcome to episode 41 of the Web 2.0 show. Iken has money, or FreshBooks.
The Web 2.0 show profiles the hottest people behind the latest web services. I'm your host, Adam Stachowiak.
And I'm Josh Owens. Today we have Saul Colt with us from FreshBooks. Saul is the head of magic.
And even that doesn't describe well what I actually do here.
Well, thanks for coming on the show, Saul. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Basically, Saul Colt, head of magic. I do everything here that is different and unusual and creates just a real positive, warm, and cozy feeling about FreshBooks. Some people call it non-traditional marketing. I just call it magic. And if you can see me, I'm actually making, like, Doug Henning things with my fingers. Magic. Whenever I say magic.
Yeah, we need a video podcast.
Feel free to laugh at any inappropriate silence.
All right, so...
For our listeners who might not be too aware of FreshBooks, can you tell us a bit more about FreshBooks and sort of what it does and what you're doing with it?
Sure. Well, FreshBooks is the absolute greatest online invoicing tool in the world. It's online invoicing. It's time tracking. Depending on when this actually gets beamed up into the space, we're probably going to be offering expenses as well because that's coming within days from now. It's the best service there is. It's designed for service-based or service-oriented individuals, creative professionals who, have their own web development company. They're web developers, they're web designers, they're internet marketers, people who work either by themselves or in offices of two or three people, and they're the best at what they do. They don't want to think about invoicing. They come to a company like us, FreshBooks. We worry about it for them. It's all done. It's software as a service. It's online. It's mobile. We take the pain out of billing. Without getting, too far down the road, we've had customers, tell us things that, they used to spend 7-8 hours a day doing invoicing or 7-8 hours a month, I apologize, not a day. And now they're doing it's taking them 3-4 hours. So we're actually, we're providing a service for people where they can actually do what they love. We're giving them more time to do what they love and what they're really good at. Really nobody, and this includes myself, dreamt of billing people when they were younger. They dreamt of doing cool stuff. So this is our way of letting them do more cool stuff.
I can totally attribute to that, man. We use FreshBooks. We're big FreshBooks users.
And that's why you guys have the smartest podcast on the internet.
Yeah. we used to spend tons and tons of time simply trying to get our money, let alone invoicing, trying to get our money from our clients. And it wasn't that they didn't want to pay us. This was because we weren't fast enough to invoice. And since FreshBooks, we're able to track our time, track our money, and get paid quick.
Even something as simple as getting paid what you're actually owed. And what I mean by that is, and I know because I've run my own small companies in the past, that you do work for people, and if you don't do your invoicing right away, you can sometimes forget the exact number of hours that you work for the person. So to be safe, you usually round down instead of rounding up. And, you're leaving money on the table. With FreshBooks, it's so simple and easy that you do it right away and you're earning the money that's actually owed to you.
FreshBooks was actually one of the first web apps that I used when I started doing freelance consulting for companies.
How did you guys hear about it?
It actually started with BlinkSale. I was using BlinkSale, and they only allowed 3 free invoices a month, and so I switched over to FreshBooks and was able to send 4, and it worked out a lot better. I worked there for almost a year and a half, and I was able to pull reports and easily calculate up what I had made for the year based on my invoices.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty slick.
That's sure. The stuff that I love to hear.
So tell us about your team, the people who help build FreshBooks.
We have some of, I don't want to sound too much like Donald Trump here when I keep saying, biggest and the best, but we have like some of the greatest, smartest minds working on any web app, and I'm not belittling other web apps. This is truly how I feel with the people in this office. You know, it starts right at the top. Michael McDermott, CEO, co-founder of the company, you know, goes all the way. We've got a team of, probably six developers and designers now. We've recently, you know, really ramped up our marketing team. We've actually grown a fair bit just in the last, you know, 4 months, almost doubled in size as far as staff and employees. And we're just, you know, we're always on the lookout for the brightest minds that you know, in the development world, marketing world, to work on the team. It's just, there's great people here.
You're head of magic, so that's a big title.
It's a very big title with a lot of responsibility.
How did it all begin?
Basically, the company started. We've been around almost 5 years. It started with Mike McDermott. He was running a internet marketing consultancy business, and he wasn't happy with any of the invoicing products that were out there, so he decided to build his own. And the very first version doesn't look anything like the version we're working on now and people are using, but, you know, a lot of the core ideas were there. And through, you know, a year's worth of building this application, you know, on and off, he realized that, you know, this is probably a consumer item that or a prosumer item that people could really use and benefit from. And kept with his internet marketing consultancy, started FreshBooks at the same time, and then sort of made a decision that FreshBooks was the one he wanted to really focus on and concentrate on. And from then, you know, it's grown to what it is. It's really, you know, it's an interesting story because a lot of the greatest services and companies have really come out of, you know, a CEO or a founder fulfilling a need that they had. And that's really, you know, the FreshBooks story.
Yeah, that is definitely a common story we hear because we like to interview the good web apps. So tell us about your strategy with marketing, since I guess that pertains to your particular area of expertise.
Well, really, what we're looking to do, you know, for the next year and beyond, is try to get to know on a personal level every one of the people that are actually using the service. It's a very lofty goal, but in my opinion, the opinion of the people we work with in the marketing department, you know, real world connections are where it's at. You know, the internet is a wonderful place, but you know, you don't always get face-to-face interactions with companies like, you know, Amazon has never come to my house and asked me how I'm doing. So we're actually trying to, you know, have a conversation or build relationships and real-world relationships with everyone that's using the service. One of the ways we're doing this is, you know, we're attending a bunch of conferences. Every time we travel for the company, you know, we call up as many customers as we can, try to get together a little meetup of just FreshBooks clients and customers. And probably the biggest initiative we're doing right now is the FreshBooks Roadburn. Basically, we're attending FOA, the Future of Web Apps, in Miami, Florida. And a week later is South by Southwest Interactive. So we decided instead of flying to Miami, flying home for 2 days, and then flying to Texas, we're actually renting an RV, and we're driving halfway across the United States from Miami, Florida, up the coast and across to Austin, Texas. And along the way, we're having breakfast, lunch, and dinner almost every day exclusively with FreshBooks customers. So the goal is that we're hoping to meet about 3,000 customers, you know, actually have a real-world interaction with them and get to know them, hear from them, you know, firsthand, what they like about the service, what they don't like about the service, just hear what they're like. You know, these dinners, we've had a lot of them, and usually the first 5-10 minutes we talk shop, if you will, and then the conversations can go in any direction, and they're usually fascinating, and you know, it works twofold. We're really interested in our customers, and we really want to get to know them genuinely, but we're also introducing FreshBooks customers to each other, so at any given time, you know, there are people from different walks of life, different industries. We've heard stories that, you know, somebody hired another person they met at these dinners to do graphic design work, or they hired somebody to, you know, to do some plumbing work, because our service touches so many different industries, and it really makes these dinners unusual and fun. And we haven't had a story where anyone gets married yet, but that's kind of my goal for this year too. I want to be a matchmaker and have someone get married.
Nice.
Yes. I want like 10 titles. My ego is just fueled by titles, so I need more of them.
Right on. I follow your Twitter, and you know, talking about your strategy there, and you mentioned how you'll hear different stories at your meetups. Do you hear any really wild stories about FreshBooks?
I haven't heard any wild stories about ways people are using the product that we hadn't thought of, but one thing that we do hear a lot of are improvements to the service. People tell us features that they'd love to see on it. And while we can't obviously do everything people ask, a lot of the, you know, the improvements that come from version to version actually come from, customer suggestions, customer, hints, things like that. And people just say, you know, it'd be really great if I had X, and we look at it and we see if it's something we can do. Like I said, we don't get to every single one of them, but we certainly have gone to a lot of them. And we find that super helpful, because not only are we making our service better, but we're actually we're not guessing at what people want, is basically what I want to say, is people are telling us, and we're really here for our customers.
When it comes to advertising, what do you guys do as far as trying to drive in new users?
A lot of our new users come from referrals. A lot of our new users come from us being out at, networking events, conferences, just basically being visible. So a lot of our awareness is derived from real-world interaction. We do advertise on, a couple times a year, places like the Deck, and we do advertise. We buy banners on blogs and places of people we respect. I don't imagine, I could be wrong, but I don't imagine you'll ever see like a plane pulling a banner saying FreshBooks.com, or you're not going to see, wrap streetcars and subway cars and things like that. We're really much more targeted and focused on where we feel that our customers are living and prospective customers. So we try to go to where they're going. We go to meetups, we go to conferences, and we really try to, we try to be everywhere, and we try to convey the image that this is a fun product, because it actually is, and that's really what we've found to work best for us. But wouldn't it be cool if we did have a plane pulling a banner that said FreshBooks.com?
I think it would be, yeah. Having started to follow your Twitter, and I kind of read some of your blog and stuff like that, and then I even checked out your blog, your personal blog. It seems like you mentioned.
What'd you think,
Adam?
I thought it was kind of wild.
Adam's trying to stalk you.
I saw a post on Twitter earlier about stalking 2.0, and I'm out in your social network, so I'm checking you out, man.
I'm completely comfortable with that. I stalk every girl I ever went to high school with that wouldn't talk to me. So, but you're going to edit that part out, aren't you?
No.
No.
That one's staying. You mentioned earlier about your referral system, and I've actually been curious about that too, is how successful is yours specifically? Because I see that you have a unique way you're paying out. You're paying out twice a year, and it's you have an actual interface for people to kind of arrive at that's personal for the company. Can you tell us a little bit about your referral system and kind of how it's successful?
We have a referral program on our system, and it really is more of a affiliate program or a traditional affiliate program. So we are looking at it, and we are trying to make it a little sexier. As far as it being successful for us, I wouldn't say it's been successful for us. It's been successful for a lot of our customers and users, because they can actually earn money by referring people to us. Essentially how it works, any paying customer, and I say paying customer because our service is a free service until you reach certain benchmarks with how you're using the service, but anybody who you refer that is a paying customer to the service, you would receive 25% of all the money that they the person you refer generates. So if they're, you know, generating X number of dollars, you'd receive 25% of X. Money is paid out to you twice a year. Like I said, we're trying to make our we're trying to have a referral service and an affiliate service. So hopefully that'll come out very soon, and both will be as equally sexy, and it'll just blow the roof off everything. It's just referral systems as we know it will be. You know, people will be talking about the FreshBooks referral system at like the Harvard Law School and marketing programs all over the world. It's just, it's going to be revolutionary.
Blow them away.
I just can't. I don't know yet. But I guarantee you it'll be cool. But it's still in its real infancy and in what we think we can achieve with it, and because we know it is so important, so we are looking to do something really new, really different, but we're still a little ways away. So right now we have an affiliate system that we call a referral service, but very soon we're going to have just an absolutely cool referral and affiliate system.
So this is one of my favorite questions now, since I lost some customer data. How do you guys keep customer data safe and backed up, ensuring that, you know, I don't lose my data?
Well, our information is backed up more than twice a day. They're backed up several different servers. We back up different places. There's redundancy backup. And, you know, we don't really delete anything in the FreshBooks service. So that is actually useful for a lot of people, because sometimes people delete things by accident. But when you, if you delete a client, if you delete invoices, it's off your screen, but everything's retrievable. Just because it basically goes from a deleted file to a, like, you know, decommissioned file, whatever you want to call it. But information is actually never lost, just because it's always there. It's, we can access everything. We have access to any lost information.
I actually really like that part of it. I really have enjoyed that it just kind of tucks it away, but you can still retrieve it. So that's awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm the exact same way. I know with email, I always curse myself when I can't find something, because I know I just, not only do I delete stuff, I empty like my trash folders all the time, and it always comes back to bite me in the ass sometimes.
Do you know much about how successful the API has been? Like, I think it was about a year ago you released it, and I think the big announcement basically was FreshBooks is now a platform. Has there been any major successes that you could tell us about?
One of the greatest successes with the API is a guy named Corey Baxter. He's a university student who's actually putting himself through university, building, you know, widgets and other things based on the FreshBooks API. He's come up with a lot of great stuff, and he's actually working for some, you know, reasonably big companies that are asking him to, you know, build off the API. So just the fact that he's been able to turn it into a real business and make it a commercial product based on the FreshBooks API, I'd say is an enormous success. Besides that, there's products cropping up all over the place. There's Fresh Apps, which is a company that will allow you to do PDFs, PDF invoices with FreshBooks. There's Expenser, which will allow you to do invoices. These are things that people built off the FreshBooks API, and conversely, they're both things that FreshBooks is going to be offering very soon. There's all sorts of products. People are using the API to make really great customizable things for themselves, as well as commercial projects that they're using to make money off them. So anytime we can, you know, put someone through school or, you know, put someone into business, we think it's pretty successful.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What do you guys have as far as security goes? Like, I know, you guys process credit card transactions and stuff. Do you know much about the security?
We actually don't process any credit card transactions. Those are all done through payment gateways. So if you're processing credit cards, you're doing it through AuthorizeNet, you're doing it through PayPal, you're doing it through other payment gateways. So while we work in partners with these gateways and we offer integration, we never see any of the credit card information. It never passes through our system. It's all just done through notifications that, yes, it's gone through, and it automatically updates your account. But we do have, you know, excellent security. We've got 128-bit encryption. It's secure socket. You know, we have major bank-style security. But that's really more for your data that you're storing, like your clients who are using you, as opposed to credit card information and things like that.
So are you involved much when a new version of FreshBooks is released?
Yes, and that's one of the really cool things about working at FreshBooks is everybody's involved in everything. Like, while we have departments and we have people who are experts in their departments, new product discussions, new improvements, they're all discussed as a team. It really is an amazing thing to be a part of because everybody is valued equally. Every opinion is valued equally, and you know, new improvements. I mentioned before, a lot of new improvements come from our customers, but they also obviously come from in-house, and they don't necessarily come from the development team. They can come from the marketing side, they can come from the design side, or they can come really even from the finance guys. So, you know, improvements come from everywhere. Everybody has an equal say in everything, and that's one of the really interesting things about here.
Do you have any idea like what's involved with a new version being pushed out? Can you give us like a scenario of like the first few days before and the first few days after a new app, new version is released?
Sure. Well, I could tell you some of the things. There's actually going to be a big release. It's going to include expenses. So people are going to be able to track expenses within FreshBooks. It'll show up as a new tab on the service. So you'll be able to put in expenses the same way you'd put in products into an invoice. You'll be able to associate expenses with certain customers. You'll be able to include expenses in invoices. So that's a really big thing for us as well. You know, we're going to be able to send invoices as PDFs. Those are the two main things, and those are two pretty big things for one new version, as well as there's going to be a lot of little, you know, just niceties, making things look cleaner and easier to use. We've thrown, you know, some new drop-downs and things like that. But the main things you'll notice are the expenses as well as the PDFs. Okay. And they're awesome, by the way. I just thought I'd throw that in.
The PDFs?
Just the fact that it's awesome.
Yeah, I do have one other question on something that you might know about, too, is the fact that you actually print the invoice and snail mail it for us. We love it. We only do it a few times, but the few times we've had to do it, it's been successfully done by you guys. It was on time. It looks beautiful. Can you tell us about the process of that or like what you had to do to set that up?
I don't really know what they had to do to set it up. As far as that, just that was before my time. But that is one of the coolest things that FreshBooks actually enables people to do. And it goes back to everything we preach about saving time and letting you do what you do best. So basically, we have a snail mail service where when you're doing your invoice online, you can click send by email or send snail mail. And if you click by email, obviously it sends you your customer's invoice by email. You click snail mail, and we will print your invoice for you. We will put in an envelope with a return address label. They'll have all your information, your logos, however you set it up in your account. We throw the stamp on. We drop it in the mailbox for you. It saves you a trip from the mailbox. It saves you from going to the post office, buying stamps. It saves time, and it makes you look professional. It comes in a professional presentation, and people really dig it. It adds a complete element of professionalism to you know, the silly invoices that I send out, and it's super cool.
Yeah, that is kind of a cool feature. I've never had to snail mail one myself, but it's definitely handy. So, was there anything else that we hadn't discussed that you wanted to go over about FreshBooks?
I think we've touched a lot of the topics. Again, I'd love people, if they have the time, to check out FreshBooks.com. Check out our blog, FreshBooks.com/blog. You know, I can't stress enough how great this service is. You know, people who are using Word and Excel to send out invoices, it's a time kill, and it's something that they don't realize there's an alternative to. That's our biggest challenge, is to actually let people know that there is something that will make their life easier, and it, you know, it's FreshBooks, the single greatest invoicing service in the world. Also, check out, we have a new microsite for our RV trip. It's at roadburn.freshbooks.com. It's a little bit more irreverent than the actual blog. So if you're looking, hopefully I'm injecting some humor into the Roadburn side. And you know, if you're around your computer during our trip, we're leaving on the 28th. We arrive in Austin on the 5th, and we're going right through to the 11th. Every day we're going to have constant updates on the Roadburn site, stuff we're doing, things we're hitting. We're going to be meeting customers, interviewing customers, lots of surprises, lots of funny videos. And hopefully it should just be a really fun trip. And even if you're not along the way and we're not going to meet you face-to-face, the site, hopefully is something that you guys can enjoy and be a part of. And I hope to meet you guys when I'm at FOA.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely will, sure.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that trip.
Want to come out for dinner with us?
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, mark the 28th on your calendar.
Okay.
Are you guys going to bar camp at all? I think bar camp's on the 28th.
Yeah, we're going to be at bar camp, and we're going to roll out of bar camp and go to dinner. So if you guys would come out with us, we'd really appreciate it.
Awesome. We'll do that.
Well, Saul, I we really thank you again for taking the time to meet with us here on the Web 2.0 show. It's been a real pleasure. For our listeners, besides you just mentioned roadburn.freshbooks.com, but is there anywhere else I can follow you, like your Twitter, your blog?
The blog, freshbooks.com/blog. Our Twitter is twitter.com/freshbooks. We're everywhere. Everywhere.
All right. Appreciate you coming on the show.
My absolute honor.